previously on Corporate Homie.
Living your best life, yeah, yeah.
Figure out what your best life actually looks like.
I now go broke on a salary I used to dream of making.
I don't have an alcoholic hip-hop ego.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
how to stay focused as you indulge and engage in your holiday cheer. Prioritize what has to be done.
I'm on the treadmill and I'm buying my groceries at the same time.
Like, if you've tricked the morning off, you can't go to lunch now.
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie podcast.
It's the holidays, homies. Woo, woo.
I feel like, you know, I can hear the jingle bells in the background. Ching, 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 ching.
It's just, I think, been what you might be hearing is a little Donny Hathaway in my background.
You know, it's so funny you say that. I saw a meme the other day and it said children sing Silent Night. It was like the average American child, Silent Night.
Black children in my mind.
That's what it said. Black children in my mind.
In my mind.
I just want you to be free.
I just want you to be free.
Right. And so anyway, that's just kind of funny. But anyway, we are still in the holidays. I'm not sure when you're listening to this episode, but it is December of 2018. So we are full-fledged in holiday spirit. Or if you follow me on my personal social media, you know I am in the middle of de-holiday cheer. And so we had a couple of homies actually reach out to talk about the holidays and how much they're actually enjoying the holidays, but to the point that they think that they're not being as productive at work, and sort of how to stay focused, and do we have any tips for how to stay focused as you indulge and engage in your holiday cheer?
Basically, to prevent the holiday tricking off itis.
Tricking off itis. Yeah, but it's true. Yeah.
That really doesn't surprise me, because I think studies also show that for many, many people of all different backgrounds, the holidays are incredibly stressful, and performance is always, studies show performance is always tightly linked. About 31% of performance is linked to your personal happiness. So if you're stressed and feeling a little overwhelmed, then it's almost kind of natural. If that's 30%, maybe in the holidays, that's even tighter. I mean, that's even a higher amount.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Because, yeah. And I just think that the holidays are just a super distracting time of year. Most people have a packed schedule in November and December. And they also usually have planned to take some time off. That time that they're planning to take off is usually reserved for travel. And so they don't have time reserved to get the things done that they need to get ready for their holiday season. So in addition to sort of end of the year stresses at the job, you can have other mayhem that's accompanying, because I also feel like the job has distractions, right? There are office parties during the day. You know, people want to have a toy drive during the day. Things that are taking you away from your normal linear focus that you might have otherwise.
Yes, and I also think that end of the year, end of the month, end of the quarter, for many of the homies in the roles that they have, banker homies, finance homies, audit homies, those in itself, those events in themselves create a little bit of additional stress, and then you throw in the holidays, and then, like you say, all the additional distractions, and it does become a little challenging to remain productive. So I guess we kind of get into it. You know, my first tip is, I know I always, well, not always, but now, probably the last 7 or 8 years as a banker, anticipate that I'm going to have clients that have projects that they have been meaning to talk with us about that they want to close by the end of the year, but somehow they don't remember to tell you until like the first Friday in December. and then it creates this huge fire drill. So, you know, my big thing is to try to prevent that. And so to the extent that somebody tells you they have to have something done by the end of the year or needs to be done, anything that you can push that isn't time sensitive, that can help you, you know, take some of the stress and help with your productivity, because you're not spending your time on things that don't have to get done by the end of the year, that will be nice to get done by the end of the year. And I think that that can increase your productivity. So basically, when I get a new request from a client saying, hey, is that something that we need to get done by the end of the year, or can that keep till early January?
That's interesting, because that's right in line with my first tip, which is, you know, I feel like this is always my first tip, is make a plan and sort of prioritize what has to be done. Because I think that when you are at a level of not, you know, your highest productivity time, or your most productive moments, or your most productive self, you should figure out, okay, I'm not going to get, maybe I normally get 10 tasks done in a month. In December and in November, I'm not going to do that. So let's look at our task and see, you know, like, what's the work plan from now to the end of the year? What, like you're saying, what are the tasks that we have to complete by the end of the year? And I think the reason this works so well is it cuts down on your indecisiveness on a day-to-day basis. And like you said, it keeps you from wasting time on things that don't have to be done, and, you know, keeps you from when you're already distracted trying to figure out what you should do next, because you already know, like, I need to do this.
Right. That's awesome. I like that. You know, my next tip is, I don't know about you, but a lot of my friends have a lot of flexibility in their schedule. So what will happen is we go to one of these holiday events that starts at 2:30, and then people just decide that they're going to just make that be the rest of the day. So for me, I have already, whatever breaks I'm going to take, I already have them scheduled, and I don't let other people get me off task. And what I mean by that is, so like, for example, I saw this happen a couple years ago. We all went to this annual meeting for one of the, I can't remember if it was the EDC or the chamber or whatever. And it goes from like 11:30 to like, ends up being like 2 o'clock before you can get your cars, get out of the convention center. And if what, because it's the holidays, people are like, it's 2 o'clock, y'all want to get some drinks? And you're like, no, I have to go back.
Yeah, tis the season.
Tis the season. And then you look up and like, that's a whole lost day, right? And you haven't gotten anything done. So I would say, you know, schedule your small work breaks and stick to your schedule.
So it's interesting you say that. So I'm just the opposite. When I know I have something like that, I know that I'm the person who's going to go for the drinks at 2:30 or 3:30. And so I get in early, or I stay late the night before, because I don't lie to myself and say, oh, I'm going to, you know, go back to work at probably not 2:30. That's probably too early. But if it ended at like 4,
right.
Yeah. And someone, I'm probably not going to go back to work. So I sort of say to myself, look, you need to be ready to be done with work on Wednesday at 4, which might mean a very late Monday night and Tuesday night, so that you are prepared, you know, for that, which sort of takes me into my next tip, which is probably going to sound a little counterintuitive to what we're saying, but I think people should prepare to take some time off.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that people really struggle with is like buying gifts. I have an enormous gift-giving list. I think a lot of people have an enormous amount of people to purchase for. They're trying to figure out, you know, when should they get gifts? Now they're feeling the urge to shop for gifts online during working hours, you know, on conference calls. Now you're completely distracted. You're not being productive. Imagine instead of doing that, and like you said, instead of tricking off during work, what if you took a half a day, right, on a Wednesday morning when no one's shopping, and go get your shopping done, or stay home and go into work an hour or 2 hours later and go ahead and knock out all your online shopping when everyone's gone from work, when everyone has left, you know, whenever, you know what I mean? And you have a moment to yourself, because as we all know, when you usually can do things by yourself, you're usually much more focused than if you're trying to online shop while the kids are up, while they're home, while they're playing on your iPad, blah, blah, blah. Or you could just go to, I remember one of my coworkers, Millie, when her kids were very little, and they would do all the Santa shopping, her and her husband would take off together, meet at Toys R Us on like a Wednesday morning, at, like when it opened, to knock out all of that, because they knew they could do it together, two hands, but try to think of like ways to take time off. I had a friend last week, one of the homies, she took off to decorate her house. It ended up working out, like George Bush passed away. She works for the government. The office
was the day of mourning. Right.
Mourning. Right. So she was like, I'm going to take that time and decorate my house. Like, I haven't got my Christmas decorations up. So you can use time off to knock something off.
I love that. I had, as on mine, take advantage of early morning and off peak times. And I think we're essentially saying the same thing. The only thing that I would remind the homies is, not only are you able, to Demetra's point, to get things done faster when you're by yourself and more efficiently, but also when it's not crowded. And so to the extent that right. you are not a punch the clock homie, you don't have to be at work from 8:30 to 5, then you may want to take go from 10 to 2 one day and use that as not only to do your holiday shopping, but maybe go get all of the non-perishable items for the food, for the meal that you're going to make, because no one's in the grocery store at 10:30 on a Wednesday, but everybody's there in the evenings. And I feel like once it becomes the Friday before Christmas, and whether you're, regardless of what your religious background is, once it becomes the Friday before Christmas, I feel like all the stores are constantly crowded in the evenings and on the weekends. Everybody's out everywhere. So to the extent you get things done before, and I think this year that date is like the 22nd or something like that, it makes it a lot easier to get things done. I would say stay active. As crazy as it sounds, sticking to your cardio routine, sticking to your exercise routine is going to help you be more productive, because this is a time of the year, and ironically, we were just talking about this earlier today, not in preparation of a podcast, but just talking as twin sisters. This is a time where you do feel like you're at capacity. So if you can stick as closely to your routine as you can, it helps you feel more in control. And so if you're somebody who needs to get a workout in every day, and you normally go to the gym in the evening, and you know you have to be on law firm, COI firm, holiday tour, you may want to try to get to the gym in the morning to have some control over your routine, to stay in your routine, because that will help you be more productive, because you don't feel like you're all over the place.
Yeah, that's funny. I had that as a tip, too. That's the twin thing. I had definitely exercise, and I think people probably thought, you know, exercise is a way to combat, like you said, the extra food you're eating at holiday parties, but, you know, this episode is about being productive at work. And so to me, it's exactly what you're saying. You're exercising to keep your mind sharp, but more importantly, to reduce your stress, so that when you get in there, you're able to not be fretting about all the issues at work. All of that is stressful. So to get off some of that stress off. Another tip I have, and we've done a whole episode about this, but stop trying to multitask. When you're in the office, focus on the one task at a time, which takes us back to the tips, you know, both of our first tips. If you have your work plan, as I outlined, or like Demetra says, you know which tasks you have to complete, you need to be focused on those tasks. It's almost like if you think about your computer, if you got 12 tabs open in your mind, it's harder to get them all done. So you just want to like slow down and try to and stop trying to divide your attention, and you're going to feel better. When you start saying, okay, I have to have 4 things done before the end of the year, and you look up and you're like, I knocked one of the things out and it's midweek, you're gonna feel better. Only 3 more to go. And that, to me, it starts fueling you to get to it instead of trying to work on each of the 4 tasks
right.
each day.
I love that. Stop trying to multitask. My next tip is actually complementary to that, which is declutter, right? And so for me, and anyone who knows me knows that I have a thing about the kitchen being clean. I need my kitchen to be clean, but I could never ever start cooking in a dirty kitchen. Like, I could never start a meal.
Me either.
And there's dishes in the sink or a pot on the stove. And I feel like a lot of that is the same way for us being productive at work. If your office is a mess, to me, stop what you're doing, declutter your office, get that, and that decluttering will help with these other tips we've already given. It'll help you start prioritizing what needs to get done. It will help you stop multitasking.
Putting the documents that all go on that. I do that all the time when I start feeling overwhelmed. Like, let me put all of the Liggins project goes in this pile. All the documents for the Simmons project goes here. All of the, you know, documents for the Salter project goes here. All the ones for
the banks,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the banks project goes there. So you know where everything actually
decluttering
moves.
Is your friend.
That makes sense. My next tip is collaborate. Everybody is busy. Everyone's having the same challenges. People are going to be taking off from work. You're going to be taking off from work. People have events they have to attend. They've got, you know, they sit on a nonprofit board. They've got a holiday party. They've got a tea. So communicate with your coworkers and your colleagues about how to handle your workload while everyone's going to be in and out the office to make the end of the year run smoothly. You can all sort of work together. If lots of people are going to be gone on the same days, you can come up with a plan to make sure that the employees who are going to be there are not saddled with all of the work, you know, for everyone else just because you guys are all off. So you need to decide to work ahead, or as you already said, delay some projects to the next year so that everyone can handle their fair share.
I love that. I know a lot of people who like to work the week after Christmas for the same reason, because everybody else is trying to be off. And they feel like that's an opportunity for them to be productive. It's quiet in the office. Most of the clients are gone, if you know, if they happen to be in a client-facing role. But I love that collaboration point. My next tip, and we've talked about this on many, many episodes before, but use technology and assistance as much as you can. If you have the means, like if your house is a mess right now and you have company coming in town, this, you need to get a housekeeper, get Molly maids, you know, with on, there's so many things.
Even if it's just a one-time deal.
Might be the one time that you do use Shipt or whatever y'all's version, Instacart, for groceries. If you, I know you, sometimes people are like, well, that's a too expensive, but maybe this is the one thing, because that's going to put 2 hours back in your day that you could be doing something else. And as my friend Aaron likes to say, I'm on the treadmill and I'm buying my groceries at the same time.
Right. Like I said, that you might be able to get your Christmas shopping done at 10 p.m. tonight because you can do it online instead of trying to run to Target or right. to the mall. And that's going to reduce a tremendous amount of shopping. I like that. Use the technology. Or this might be the time to get someone to help with these tasks. Find a college student who's home for, you know, it's amazing to me what you can find on what's it called, care.com. You'll find a college student who's home trying to make money so they can buy, I was always a college student trying to make money so I could buy my holiday presents. So you might be able to find someone who's looking to pick up a little bit of personal assistant, you know, can help you with some small tasks, wants to make some money.
They can go
help you come over and wrap presents, come and help you wrap, do little things.
And it doesn't have to be
that's
have to
a great
be
idea.
Errands that involve you know, exposing yourself financially, like, you know, giving them a credit card or whatever. But, you know, use technology. And so one of our family members, this has been 3 years ago, you know, we don't, Demetra and I do not have children, but I love that she puts together the Amazon list for the kid that you can go through. And I know people have done that. So if you're a parent, instead of having to send out 22 emails or 22 text messages to people saying, here's what my kid wants.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
You can share that Amazon list and everybody can. Technology is your friend.
I would say, so I guess I would say technology and your village, right? You might have a younger cousin who you could say, I'll pay you, you know, this $30 if you wrap all my Christmas presents. I've already started buying stuff. Can you come by and wrap all the Christmas presents for me? Or can you go grocery shopping for me? Or something like that. I think that's a great idea. My last tip is, do your work. Just do your work. Like, we all have found ourselves, just like you said, distracted. I literally, if I find that I am constantly on social media, or I'll just delete Facebook off my phone, delete Instagram off my phone. Whatever's distracting you, remove it. If you find that they're pumping, you know, holiday music through the office and you sing it along and you're not working, put your headphones in. You need to do your work. And when you look up and you're not working, don't beat yourself up. Don't start saying, oh, this is what they were talking about on the podcast, I'm off. Just get back on task. But what you cannot do is trick the morning off, then go to lunch. Like, if you've tricked the morning off, you can't go to lunch now. And I've had to say that to people. Girl, I don't know what I've been doing. I haven't gotten much done yet this morning. I don't need to go to lunch.
Well, you know, and we talked a little bit about this on the productivity podcast that we did, which is very much in line. That might be the time that you challenge yourself to get in the office at 7:30 so that you give yourself, as my dad will say, extra time to lollygag because you're in there.
Right. because you're the person in there talking to Carol about what she bought her daughter, the Barbie dream house. Because I find myself doing that. Like, I could tell you what Megan, who sits down the hall, got her kids.
And those are 20-minute conversations.
That's why.
And now you're sitting up at 6 o'clock in the evening, and you're just starting for the day. And I hate when that happens.
And Megan's home.
Right. Megan is at
Megan's home.
So I love that. But just to remind the homies, if you don't want to go back and listen to the full productivity podcast, so to Demetria's point about doing your work, maybe try to come in early to get yourself jump start, and then try the tip of using the timer. If you're having a hard time getting yourself going, set that timer of, I'm going to work on this task for 5 minutes. It's complete focus. You know, all those tips still apply. If you find yourself completely off task, then you may want to give yourself a 20-minute like recharge opportunity. Go for a walk, go get a cup of Starbucks, come back. But then you got to tell yourself, I'm going to come back, I'm going straight to my office, I'm going to shut my door, and I'm getting here and I'm going to get focused.
Oh, I like that. So you're saying just sort of grace yourself, understand you're not being that productive right now, step away from it for a second, and then, you know, come right back and see.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever done that where you're reading a document and you've read the same two lines six times and you're still not comprehending it. Get up, step away from it, come back.
I like that. Yeah. And if you haven't listened to the procrastination or productivity episodes, I think both of those can be very helpful, you know, at this time of year as well. As always, we love when the homies give us topics. We appreciate the ones who reached out and gave us this one. I had not even thought of this one as a topic. It was very interesting, and I do think it's something that we all have struggled with. If you have a topic that you would like us to cover, feel free to reach out to us at questions@corporatehomie.com. Homie is H-O-M-I-E.
And as always, you can interact with us on all things social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Corporate Homie. And happy holidays, and until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin, get you another homie.